奉主耶稣圣名正道。
I'd like to continue to share this hour about the spirit of the spirit, the fruit of the spirit.
今天我们要继续来分享圣灵所结的果子。
Please turn to Galatians chapter 5.
我们看加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5, verse from 22 and 23.
加拉太书第五章二十二节二十三节。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. So far, we have gone through.Seventh one. So today we continue to eighth one. This gentleness.
那到目前为止，我们已经学习过了七个圣灵所结的果子。那我们今天要继续学习的是第八个果子——温柔。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 5, verse 5.
我们搬到马太福音第五章第五节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 5.
马太福音第五章第五节。
Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. And this verse also, Jesus mentioned it in the eight blessings mentioned that there's a blessed are those, blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth.
这里主耶稣提到说，温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
And also, if you turn to Matthew chapter 11, mentioned that Jesus himself, he's one of a character is a gentleness.
如果你再看第十一章，就可以看到主耶稣他有一个本质，就是他是温柔的。
And humility and gentleness, this is a part of the character of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以，温柔它是主耶稣他的个性的一部分。
Yeah, our Christians, entire our Christian life, we focus on this character to be our character to imitate our Lord Jesus Christ in this way.
那身为基督徒，我们必须要这样来效法主耶稣他的他的个性，他的本质。
Sometimes we think that the strong can destroy the soft one.
通常我们会觉得刚强的可以毁灭那个柔弱的。
Now we like to show something that very strong we are, so that we can overpower us.
所以我们希望能够表现得非常刚强，所以我们能够胜过其他的人。
I think that's the nature that especially men we want to be strong enough to showing other people how strong we are.
我想这是我们人类的本性，就是想要让人家觉得我们是比较刚强的那一方。
Why many people would learn a lot of knowledge? Because they want to show themselves, prove how much they learn, so they can how strong they are.
为什么有些人想要尽力的能够学习到很多的知识？因为这样子他们能够向别人表现他们是很有知识，很强壮的。
Sometimes the people they earn a lot of money, or they can they want to be a millionaire, so they can be strong enough to let other people subject to them.
有些人他们努力的赚钱，成为百万富翁，那这样子别人可以因为他的钱而顺服他们。
But the fruit of the spirit is gentleness.
但是圣灵的果子的其中之一是温柔。
This gentleness is not just a pretend to, we can just cover ourselves, so showing our gestures or our saying is kind of gentleness.
我们没有办法借由我们的表面或是只是很肤浅的来表现出我们是有温柔的。
This gentleness truly we gain this gentleness come from the.By helping of the Holy Spirit, we can acquiring by the Holy Spirit, so we can get this character to be like a Christ.
唯有借着圣灵的帮助， 我们才能够仍有这个温柔，像我们的主耶稣基督一样。
Sometimes we can see a normal time is very seems very gentle, but sometimes when we are in the meeting time, some people they come out very different nature come out.
有时候我们看这个人，可能平常看起来是很温柔的人，但是遇到事情的时候，那他的脾气就会显现出来。
Some people sometimes smile, but they never wants to themselves to be subject by other people.
有些人可能脸上常常带着微笑，但是他们却心里面却不愿意去顺从别人。
Some people naturally very cold nature. Some people.
有些人是很自然有他非常冷酷的一面。
Sometimes I can see some people they're very righteous. They always seeking principle. That yet some people they're very strong about what they believe.
有些人是非常有原则的，他们非常的有自信，他们所相信的。
But never consider other people's situation.
但是他们从来就不会替别人着想。
Well, there's all different kind of nature.
所以人类有不同的自然的本性。
I'm sure because nobody is perfect. That's why we come to the Lord. We learn about the God's characters.
我相信没有一个人是完全的，所以为什么我们要来到基督面前来学习基督的样式？
Especially this gentleness is a very precious character.
尤其温柔，它是一个非常特别的一个特质。
I'm sure because you know the Chinese character meaning of this gentleness.
我相信你们知道中文的意思，温柔代表什么
？Warm and soft.
温暖的，很柔弱的。
And also the Korean also same meanings, warm and flexible.
在韩文里面也是温暖的，是很有伸缩性的。
Once we gain this gentleness, then we can have a peace within our church, our family, and ourselves.
一旦我们都有这个温柔的特质，那在我们的教会，在我们的家里，我们就可以非常的和平的能够与人相处。
Now I'd like to find out in the dictionary the meaning, Hebrew meaning of this gentleness.
我在字典里面找到温柔这个字的希伯来文的意思。
The one is a lower mind, a lower heart, you can say.
一个就是
it's a humble heart, you can simply say.
一个就是有谦虚的心。
And let's look to Philippians chapter 2.
我们看腓立比书。第二章。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 to 7.
腓立比书第二章第二节到第五节到第七节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 to 7.
腓立比书第二章第五节到第七节。
Have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he exists in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as things to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bond servant and being made in the likeness of man. Once you look at this, the chapter 2, verse 5 to 7, this is description of our Lord Jesus Christ.When he came to this world,
这里的章节再次提到说主耶稣基督他来到世界上。
But this form of humility is a true gentleness.
那他以非常谦卑的形象来到这个世界上。
When we understand when we understand other people the given grace to our life, in our life, that we naturally be very thoughtful to that person.
当别人对我们很好的时候，我们很自然的会以非常温柔的心去回报他们。
Yes, always because we owe to that person.
因为我们欠缺那个人。
I think that's a part of understanding of humility.
我想这样可以帮助我们了解谦卑。
Humility is a we cannot help ourselves, but somebody help us.
当我们谦卑的时候，就是我们了解我们没有办法帮助我们自己，我们需要从别人得到帮助。
Then we realize we are here because of that person.
那我们知道我们今天会在那里，是因为那个人的帮忙。
And once we have that kind of relationship, we have established, then naturally we show our humility to that person.
当我们有这样子的理解，那我们就能够对那个人表现出我们的谦卑。
When Jesus used Peter's boat, the one he preached the gospel.
当主耶稣基督他用彼得的船来布道的时候
，After he preached the gospel to the multitude.
在他向众人宣道之后
，And now he approached to the Peter.
那他他向众人显现
，And he asked to the deep place to cast the net, so catching the fish.
然后他叫他们把网撒向海里。
That time, Peter didn't know about Jesus very well.
在那个时候，彼得他并不是太认识耶稣。
But when he came, when he moved his boat and cast the net in, and he got a lot of fish out of there.
但是当他听从主耶稣的话，将船驶到海中央，撒下网，捕了很多的鱼之后。
And then he recognized that. Since he throughout the whole night he trying to catch a fish, but he couldn't get anything.
那他才了解到，虽然他捕了整个晚上的鱼，他连一条鱼都没有捕到。
But then after he catching the fish,
但是当他捕到鱼之后
，he realized.
他了解到
，who told me this to let me to catch all these fishes?
是谁教导我，让我可以捕到这些鱼？
He realized that this is the one and there, the Jesus Christ.
他知道就是那个人站在那里的人是主耶稣基督。
But the first things he came out of the water, he did to Jesus is kneel down, he bowed down in front of me, depart from me, he says.
但他知道之后，他做的第一件事情就是俯伏在主耶稣的脚前，然后说：“主啊，请离开我吧。”
Yes, he recognized himself. He's a sinner in front of.Jesus Christ.
因为他知道在主耶稣面前他是一个罪人。
The most important part of a Christian life is when we believe in Jesus Christ. The moment we find out that we are sinner.
对我们基督徒而言，当我们认识基督之后，我们就了解到我们是罪人。
Why we come to the Lord? Because of our life is a lot of stress and heavy laden that we trying to hold it ourselves.
为什么我们会来到主面前？因为我们的生活有太多的压力，有太多的重担。
Sometimes we know that because our power and our ability is limited.
但是我们知道我们的力量跟我们的能力是有限的。
That we trying to solve our own problem, but we cannot.
但是我们试着想要来解决我们自己的问题，却办不到。
At that time, the Jesus reached out his hands to hands in our life.
这时候，主耶稣将他的手伸到我们的面前。
And then he touched upon our life, so we can recognize such a God can help our life.
那我们就了解到，在我们面前的神可以帮助我们。
And then we find out such a small, such a little that we ourselves we recognize ourselves.
然后我们就能够了解到我们是多么的渺小。
And then at the moment we can look at ourselves how small we are, how so far with such a pride and things that before we have it becomes nothing and so shameful in front of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那当我们来到主耶稣面前的时候，我们才能够理解到我们是多么的渺小。我们之前的骄傲是多么的罪恶。
So the moment we can come to the Lord our heart with a humble heart.
这时候我们才能够以一个谦卑的心来到主耶稣面前。
This is the form of we can say this is the picture of our gentleness.
所以这就是一个温柔的形象。
You look at the Luke chapter 23. There is The criminal, he hang on the cross next to Jesus Christ.
我们看到路加福音二十三章是一个是一个强盗，他被钉在十字架上，在主耶稣基督的隔壁。
Now you can see the two different nature. There's two criminals. they hang on the cross.
我们看到有两个不同的罪人在主耶稣的两旁。
The one didn't know himself, he's a sinner, but he's there he himself to the mocking the Jesus Christ. He just what do you call this? The Jesus Christ, saying very bad to the Jesus Christ.
其中一个人他对主耶稣说了很不好的话。
Let's look at Luke chapter 23.
我们看路加福音二十三章。
Luke chapter 23, verse from 39.
路加福音二十三章三十九节。
Luke chapter 23, verse 39.
路加福音二十三章三十九节。
And one of the criminals who were hanged there was hurling abuse at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other answered and rebuking him says, "Do you not even fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving what we deserve for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." You can see that these are two persons. Both of them, they're all criminal. They're enough to deserve. They themselves die on the cross.
我们看在他旁边同钉的两个犯人，他们是因为他们所犯的罪，他们是值得被钉在十字架上。
The first one, and I mentioned the 39, this first one, the criminal, he do not realize he's a true sinner, he himself.
但是其中一个人他没有了解到他自己是一个罪人。
He never looked at he himself, he never reflected himself.
他从来没有反省过他自己。
But also, at the same time, he can, verse 39 says, hurling abuse at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us."
他还讥笑主耶稣说，你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。
If you're God, if you're Christ, you can save yourself and save us.
如果你是基督，那你就可以救自己，还有救我们。
If this statement, same statement, would humbly turn around to say, then this word actually asking for begging for save actually.
如果这是一个温柔的人所说的话，那他就应该是以很谦卑的心来祈求主耶稣能够救他们。
The other one also said the similar words. He mentioned the verse 42. Jesus, remember when you come in your kingdom. There's similar ways.
那另外一个犯人他说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
But you can see the man, the one, the second one, verse 40. He know himself who he is.
我们看到第四十节，另外这个犯人他知道他自己是谁。
And he truly, the moment that he feared God.
在那个时候，他惧怕神。
He understood he deserved himself to hang on the cross to die.
他知道他是值得要受刑罚的。
And so he, this one, it was saved by the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个犯人他就会为主耶稣所拯救。
This is the true gentleness.
这是真正的温柔。
When we fear God,
当我们惧怕神的时候，
then we gain the wisdom of gentleness.
那我们就能够得到这个温柔的智慧。
And I hope that we can gain this fruit of the fruit of the Spirit is one of them. This gentleness we can obtain by the helping of the Holy Spirit.
所以我希望我们每一位都能借由圣灵的帮助来得到这个圣灵的果子温柔。
Another definition from the Hebrew is broken. I say the branch, the broken branch, the heart, that one.
Broken.
It's a broken heart, we can say.
Broken heart. 另外一个在希伯来文里面“温柔”这个字的意思就是受伤的心，不完整的心。
You know, because before those people who have inexperience, like young people, we can say. I'm not saying all the young people, but those with inexperience.
这些人他们是没有经验的年轻人。
It seems that they are very dear. They feel that they can do everything.
他们觉得他们可以做任何的事情。
They don't see their limitation.
他们觉得自己是无限的。
Sometimes they despise all people too.
所以他们会摒弃其他的人。
Especially when other people cannot reach to their own ability and they start to despise other people.
当别人没有办法做到像他一样好的时候，他开始看不起这些人。
But this kind of people later through their life experience, they learn themselves.
但是之后他们借由他们生命的经验，他们能够自己学习到。
And then later on, they can see themselves and they can humbly their heart can be slowly can bending themselves down.
那他们借由经验，他们能够慢慢的谦卑自己。
We can see that Peter is one of them.
我们可以看到彼得是是一个例子。
He is very kind of a very daring nature.
他有一个非常勇敢的本性。
So he is always a frontliner to keep the Jesus and follow Jesus Christ.
所以他永远是跟从主耶稣的第一个人。
And he is the one can be the bodyguard of Jesus Christ.
那他又像是主耶稣基督的护卫。
But yet he denied Jesus 3 times.
但是他却不认主三次。
Actually, he's a true himself come out of this after 3 times deny Jesus Christ. Jesus.
但是在他不认主三次之后，他的自我就展现出来了。
When he look at himself, he himself.
当他看他自己的时候
，he find out who he is.
他知道他发现他自己是谁。
Now, once we can see after he received the Holy Spirit on day of Pentecost.
我们知道他在五旬节的时候得到圣灵之后。
But we cannot see the Peter's his nature is being like before when he received the Holy Spirit.
我们看到在他得到圣灵之前跟之后，他个性的转变。
He become a humble person.
他成为一个非常谦卑的人。
He's enough for himself to be mature enough to preach the gospel.
他成为一个非常成熟的人来传主的福音。
He can lead other people.
他可以领导其他的人。
We can see that Moses is also the same person.
我们可以看到摩西也是一样。
At the beginning, he's very, very strong about himself.
刚开始的时候，摩西是非常有自信的一个人。
But after 40 years of, after 80 years, which is 40 years of wilderness, he changed himself.
但是在八十岁以后，也就是在旷野四十年之后，他改变了他自己。
His own strong his own will turned to be vented.
他很强烈的自我意识开始消退。
The Bible described that he's the most meekest person on the earth.
所以圣经形容他说他是这个世界上最谦卑的人，最温柔的人。
God bring him into.To the his work, so let him go to lead his people out of the Egypt.
所以神让他带领百姓来出埃及。
So because of his gentleness, to lead his whole people out of Egypt.
因为他的温柔，他将以色列百姓带领出埃及。
Sometimes we think that when lead people, we think we have to show very strong ourselves.
有时候我们会想说，如果我们要能够带领其他人，那我们要表现得非常的刚强。
But then we find out from the Bible who can lead the multitude, lead the people, those who have a true meekness within themselves.
但是我们从圣经里面学到，那些真正能够带领群众的人，是那个内心真正有温柔的人。
Also, if we are changed to be a gentle person.
如果我们成为一个温柔的人
，then our life is very softened life. Then our tongue also can change.
那我们的我们自己就可以非常的柔软。那我们所说的话也可以很温柔。
Sometimes we can see our tongue, which is our word, can pierce other people's heart.
有时候我们所说的话可能会刺穿别人的心。
But once we can train ourselves by the word of God.
但是一旦我们能够用神的话来训练我们
，then we can be our word gentle enough, the soft enough to help other people's heart.
那我们就可以用我们温柔的言语来帮助其他的人。
So they can make a peace within our life.
所以我们可以在我们的生活周遭造成 一个和平跟平安。
You look at the book of Judges chapter 8.
我们看士师记第八章。
There's a part of a story about Gideon. Judges chapter 8.
我们看士师记第八章讲到基甸。
Chapter 8, verse 1.
第八章第一节。
Then the man of Ephraim said to him, What is these things you have done to us? Not calling us when you went to the fight against Midian. And they contend with him vigorously. What happened is Gideon, he brought his people, about 300 people, and he destroyed the enemy of Midianites.
这里提到说基甸他带领他的百姓击退他的敌人。
But this battle is about to end.
那这个征战即将要结束。
At that time, Ephraim came out to brought this issue that why you don't call me to join with you to fight against this enemy.
那这时候以法莲人就来找基甸说，你为什么没有来找我们去跟米甸人征战？
But if you see the story from the beginning, actually they knew what's going on.
如果你从刚一开始来看这个故事，那我们知道到底发生什么事。
But Ephraim actually trying to brought this up to trying to.You mentioned that contend with him vigorously, trying to stirring him up.
我们知道这里以法莲人他们是企图要来搅乱他们之间的关系。
Because the Gideon came from the tribe of Manasseh. Which is Manasseh is one of the two sons of Joseph.
基甸他是从约瑟的两个儿子其中一个支派出来的。
Somehow the Ephraim and Manasseh, these two is very, we can say their relationship is rival relationship.
所以以法莲人跟基甸他的支派的关系并不是很好。
Because when the Joseph's father, Jacob, when he blessed, it crossed over to bless these two.In this way to bless the two sons.
所以当
So which is Manasseh is the first son of Joseph.
他是约瑟的第一个儿子。
But Ephraim is the second one.
但以法是第二个儿子。
But Jacob blessed the second one to the right hand.
但是雅各他却交换了他的祝福。
So I think that these two sons always a rival relationship.
所以这两个儿子他们就有非常复杂的关系。
The Gideon came from the Manasseh.
那基甸是从一个支派来的。
So Ephraim it doesn't comfortable enough to let them let it go this way.
所以以法莲人他们不那么容易的要让这件事情就这样过去。
So came out to confront.
所以他们就到基甸的面前。
But then the verse 2, the Gideon talked to the tribe of Ephraim.
那第二节基甸就对以法莲人说。
And verse 2 says to them, so what have I done now in comparison with you? Is not the gleaning of the grape of Ephraim better than the vintage of Abiezer then?
第二节说，我基甸对他们说，我所行的岂能比你们所行的呢？以法莲拾取剩下的葡萄，不强过亚比以谢所摘的葡萄吗
？Which is what you have done is more than what my people have done。
这里的意思就是说，你所做的已经比我的人民我的人所做的还要多了。
But actually, the Gideon's tribes have done everything mostly.
但是事实上，基甸他的支派已经做了所有大部分的事。
But way to say to Ephraim is, you are done. So what you have done is much better than what I have done.
但是基甸却对他说，你所做的已经比我们所做的还要更好了。
So in this way they calm them down.
所以这样子他才能够安抚 安抚他们。
You look at chapter 8 verse 3.
我们看第三节。
And he said, the God has given the leader of the Midians over and Jeb into your hands. What was I able to do in comparison with you? Then their anger toward him subsided when he said that.
所以第三节说，神已将米甸人的两个首领交在你们手上，我所行的岂能比你们所行的？
This is the wisdom of the Gideon.
那基甸这样说的时候，以法莲的怒气就消了，所以这就是基甸他的智慧。
The Gideon shows his humility and gentleness to the Ephraim, which is a rival tribe.
基甸他用他的向他们显现他温柔跟谦卑的心。
So no longer create another problem.
所以他就没有再制造其他的纷争。
Now we can learn how precious that if we have a gentleness, what kind of benefit that we have in our life.
所以让我们能够学习到，一旦我们有谦卑温柔的心，那我们可以从当中所得到的利益。
We can gain this gentleness through the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
我们可以借由圣灵的充满来得到这样子的温柔。
Sometimes we cannot help ourselves our own nature because if we are strong, if we we have the nature, the very untrained nature that we have.
如果以我们的本性来说，我们没有经过训练，我们没有办法能够有这样子的温柔。
But when the Spirit of God help us,
但是当神的灵帮助我们的时候，我们就能够改变我们自己。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 36.
我们看以西结书36章。
Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 25.
以西结书36章第25节。
25 to 27.
25-27
Ezekiel chapter 36 verse from 25-27 Then I will sprinkle clean water on you and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. And moreover, I will give you a new heart.And put a new spirit within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And you will be careful to observe my ordinances. This is the prophecy that comes upon to the Ezekiel to mention that I will give you a new heart, put a new spirit within you, it says.
这里以西结他传神的话语，他说我会赐给你们一个新的心。
Now we can ask ourselves, do we have this new heart within us?
我们可以问我们自己，我们是不是有一颗新的心
？Can we feel the Spirit really comes to us? Can remove our the heart of stone and then change us to be heart to the new heart, which is a heart of flesh, which is softened heart.
我们可以问我们自己，这个灵可不可以将我们内心中的石心给除掉，然后获得一个新的肉心。
If you look at the continue this verse 33 to 36 on this passage mentioned, if the Spirit of God come upon to us, we can change ourselves.
我们如果继续读33-36，当神的灵临到我们的时候。我们就能够改变我们自己。
Then sometimes we can ask ourselves why we cannot change ourselves.
有时候我们会问我们自己，为什么我们没有办法改变
？Because we do not rely on the Spirit of God.
是因为我们没有仰赖神的灵。
Because we rely on ourselves.
因为我们仰赖我们自己。
It truly rely on the Spirit of God.
如果我们真正能够依靠神
，The Spirit of God can help us to remove the heart of stone.
那神的灵就能够帮助我们除去我们的石心。
If we are the Christian, we need this experience. We need this experience that our heart of stone can be removed out of us by the power of the Holy Spirit.
身为基督徒，我们必须要有这样的经验，让神的灵来除掉我们的石心。
Then we can testify to other people.
这样我们才能够向别人来见证。
Before my character is such kind of a rough and the sharp myself.
之前我的心就像石头一样坚硬。
But after I received the Holy Spirit,
但是在我得到圣灵之后
，When I continue seeking for His help，
当我去寻求神的帮助
，The Spirit of God can remove my heart of stone out of me。
神的灵就能够将我心中的石心给除掉。
Once I having this new heart， I can glorify God。
当我能够得到这个新的心，那我就能够荣耀神。
I feel that I can overcome my own nature then。
我感觉到我可以克服我的天性。
And this is a true victory in our Christian life then。
所以这是我们身为基督徒的的真正的胜利。
Hopefully we can all can receive this gentleness。By the helping of the Holy Spirit.
所以我希望我们每一位都能够借由神的帮助来得到这个。
We know the Matthew chapter 5 verse 5 we read. Blessed are the gentle. They can inherit the earth.
我们才读到马太福音第五章第五节提到。温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
We can make a victorious Christian life in this world.
这样我们能够成为一个得胜的基督徒。
God give us a wonderful blessing in our life.
神给我们很大的祝福。
Yeah, He give us to manage the whole earth that His creation.
他让我们来管理他所造的一切。
So God let this authority given to the Adam and Eve.
神将这个权柄交给了亚当跟夏娃。
But they cannot overcome to the temptation of the serpent.
但是他们没有办法能够抗拒那个蛇的试探。
Actually, they are supposed to manage this serpent.
他们的他们原本应该要能够来控制来掌控这个蛇。
Especially the weird generation, the sin can continue to。Generation after generation, this sin continues to supply to us.
相同的，这同样的罪会一代传着一代的来影响我们。
Before we receive the Holy Spirit,
在我们得到圣灵之前。
Before we receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit,
在我们得到圣灵充满之前。
We never ourselves to be managed ourselves by our own.
我们从来就没有办法能够靠我们自己的力量来掌管我自己。
We all subject to by own our emotion and our own self.
我们都被我们的自己还有我们的情感来控制。
But when we receive the Holy Spirit,
但是当我们得到圣灵之后
，When we try to get into the fullness of the Holy Spirit,
当我们试着去得到圣灵的充满
，We can feel the Spirit of God can lead our life and our emotions.
我们可以感受到神的灵在带领我们的生活跟我们的生命。
That we can experience that this heart of the stone can remove from us.
那我们就可以体验到我们心里那个石心从我们心里给移除。
That we can change ourselves.
我们能够改变我们自己。
Truly, we can inherit the whole earth.
我们就真正能够来承受地土。
Because we can manage ourselves by the helping of the Spirit.
因为当我们能够借由神的灵的帮助来掌管我们自己。
I can manage my family.
那我也可以借此来掌管我的家庭。
When I come to the church,
当我来到教会
，I can show this gentleness, then I can have all this precious His kingdom within our heart.
那当我来到教会，我对别人表现出我的温柔，那我就能够让这个世界能够有和平。
We can obtain the true peace within our heart.
我们能够真正在心里得到平安。
We can see the Apostle Paul. He faced a lot of challenge and a lot of suffering in his life. The Apostle Paul.
我们看到保罗他在他的人生当中经历到很多的挑战。
But he could keep this peace within his heart.
但是他仍然能够在内心里面有平安。
Because the fullness of the Spirit guide his heart.
因为圣灵在引导他的心。
No matter what other people oppress him and persecutions, all kinds of us given suffering to in his life.
不管外在有多大的打击，那不管多别人怎么样来毁谤他。
Nobody can overpower him truly.
没有人能够真正的胜过他。
Nobody can take away this peace out of his heart.
没有人能够从他的心中将平安拿走。
Because he truly inherited the whole earth in his hands.
因为他真正能够承受这个地土在他的手中。
Not only that he moved himself to the Rome, he can preach the gospel.
不止他能够到罗马，他还能够将福音给传出去。
He gained the nations.
他获得了整个国度。
Because he have own gentleness help himself to make accomplish this ministry in this way.
因为这个温柔让他能够完成他的使命。
And when we have this gentleness, we can receive the word of God.
当我们有这样温柔的心，我们也能够来领受神的话语。
When we be disturbed by our heart, very hard to read the scripture, very hard to understand the word of God.
当我们心里很不平安的时候，我们很难能够来了解圣经里面神的话语。
If we have a hardened heart within ourselves,
如果我们的心很刚硬。
And we know these words very well already, huh?
我们觉得我们早就非常了解这些话语。
We come to the church, it seems like they repeat the same thing over and over again.
我们来到教会，我们觉得我们听到的道理都一再的重复。
I don't have to listen to this sermon.
我觉得我不需要再听这个道理。
We never get any truth that we can receive out of the Word of God.
那我们就没有办法能够真正的来领受神的话。
You look at the Matthew chapter 13, when at that time all the Pharisees, what Jesus mentioned to them, why they cannot receive the Word of God.
在马太福音十三章那边，为什么这些以色列人，这些法利赛人，他们没有办法接受神的话
？Because of their hardened heart.
因为他们心是刚硬的。
Their pride cannot open their heart to see Jesus Christ.
他们的骄傲让他们没有办法打开他们的心来接受主耶稣基督。
Three and a half years, Jesus preached the gospel to them.
在三年半的时间，耶稣试着要传他的福音。
But they cannot listen to the voice of God.
但是他们听不到神的话语。
Because they couldn't open their heart with the humility and gentleness.
因为他们没有办法温柔地将他们的心打开。
If we have a gentleness within ourselves,
如果我们内心有温柔，
we can open our heart with a softened heart.
我们能够温柔我们的心，将我们的心打开。
The word of God coming into our heart.
神的话就会来进入我们的心。
And then truly can continue to grow to bear a lot of produce out of it.
然后我们就能够借此能够来增长更多。
We become very a fruitful Christian then.
成为一个多结果子的基督徒。
Hope we can look at ourselves.
所以希望大家都可以来省思我们自己。
What kind of produce that we can produce out of our Christian life?
我们身为基督徒，我们能够结出怎样的果子
？I hope that we can get this gentleness by the helping of Holy Spirit.
所以希望每个人能够借由圣灵的帮助来得到
Christian life continue to grow.
让我们基督徒的生命能够继续的成长。
And continue to bear the fruit out of it.
继续的来结果子。
Not only we can satisfy ourselves, but we can glorify God.
不止我们可以满足我们自己，我们也能够荣耀神。
Let's sing him 395.
我们唱诗395首。
Jesus, God, the joyful song, the summer saints on higher ground. No lily of heaven may stand, my place on heaven's table land. A higher plan, the higher found, the plan my feet on higher ground. I want to sky the almost high and catch a glimpse of glory bright. Past it all praise to heaven found, Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Oh, lead me on, and let me stand, my face on heaven's table land. Oh, I am glad that I have found the plan my feet on higher ground.
Let us all kneel down and pray together.
我们一起跪下来祷告。
Especially if we do not have this gentleness within ourselves.
尤其如果我们觉得我们内心没有这个温柔。
And I think it's gentleness. This is one of the precious, the fruit of the spirit.
我想温柔它是圣灵果子里面一个非常非常珍贵的一个果子。
In our family, in our church, in our life, we need this.
在我们的家庭，在教会，在我们的生活，我们都需要温柔。
Only is possible when we get into the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
那这些都是可能，当我们能够感受到圣灵的充满。
We ask God to humble with a humble heart to ask Him for this precious fruit of this spirit, the gentleness.
所以我们以一颗谦卑的心向神来祈求，赐给我们这个温柔的圣灵的果子。
So that we can obtain the joy and peace within our life.
所以我们能够得到平安跟喜乐。
So I hope that 2011 and His peace within ourselves, also within you, all the brothers and sisters for the whole this year.
所以我希望在2011年，每一个弟兄姐妹，你们内心都有平安。
Let's all pray for 15 minutes.
我们一起祷告15分钟。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.